The American writer Evan Rail spent much of 2006 visiting breweries and pubs the length and breadth of the country. He was doing research for his excellent new book, Good Beer Guide Prague and the Czech Republic. In fact, it's unlikely that any other non-Czech has anywhere near his encyclopedic knowledge of the Czech Republic's beer industry and traditions. When we spoke recently at a Prague Center terrace bar, I began by asking Evan Rail what was the most unusual pivo he'd encountered on his travels.
There were several highly unusual beers that I found. Perhaps my favorite was in Hukvaldi, which is a tiny little town, and there's a pub there. It's actually not even a brewery, called Uzastavki, at the stop, and it's a bus stop. And if you go inside and you ask them what they serve, they'll tell you Radagast. But if you say, I thought you had your own beer, they'll oblige and pour you a glass of their own beer, which is this glorious golden liquid that you just simply have to try. It's beautifully bittersweet, lovely flat, low carbonation, lovely taste in the mouth. You want to have another as soon as you taste it. I never would have expected to find such a dynamic beer, such an interesting beer in such a small town in the middle of nowhere. But there it was.
Sometimes I see beers like fitness beer. I've heard about menopause beer for women. Is there anything in those beers, or are they just the gimmick?
Oh, I'm not sure if they're a gimmick. Fitness beer might be a gimmick in terms of marketing, but beers with low alcohol and low residual sugar have been traditionally brewed here for hundreds of years. They're basically the equivalent of table beers, beers that people traditionally brewed at home just to have something to drink with a meal. Remember, beer started out as a way of having, in many respects, a way of having something safe to drink. Water was contaminated in the Middle Ages, but beer was almost always safe. So there was a tradition of home brewing or having local beers, which people drank with meals. Soldiers often drank beers for the same reason.
One thing you mention in your book, A Good Beer Guide Prague and the Czech Republic, is that most pubs in this country only serve one beer. Why is that? Only one brand of beer?
I wish I knew the answer. Basically, a lot of it comes back to collectivization under the communist era. And in the post-communist era, there is a process of tied pubs, where brewers, larger brewers, entered into exclusivity agreements with publicans as a way of saying, stock our beer and only our beer and we'll give you a discount. We'll give you a nice sign. We'll give you some beer mats. We'll give you tablecloths. And so by and large, these brewers killed off, the larger brewers killed off the small beers and the variety of beers that you used to find in a pub. But even before that, even before 1989, as far as I understand, most pubs only stocked one beer.
Czechs are inordinately, or perhaps ordinately, proud of their beers. How good is Czech beer in general, do you think?
I would have to say Czech beer is phenomenal. I was not a partisan before I moved here. I did not know that much about Czech beer. I knew a little bit about beer in a global context. But having lived here for a long time and having researched all these beers, and then having recently done a lot of research in Germany, I can tell you that the Czech beer standards are the best in the world. There's just simply nothing to compare for that in terms of lagers.
But there's also a feeling I get sometimes from people, or from what I hear from people, that Czech beers ain't what they used to be, that quality has decreased somewhat in the last 20 years, I guess, since the revolution.
I would say that was true probably more 10 years ago, but in the past 10 years, we've had a growth of variety. We've had approximately 50 new microbreweries open in the past 10 years. 10 more are opening this year. We went from 60 breweries to now over 100, close to 110 in just 10 years, and now they're brewing a variety of beers, whereas before you would only see Pilsner-style lager and dark lager. There's far more wheat beers being brewed today. Brewers are experimenting with ales and top fermenting styles, which are from other regions. And I think just next week, Klaszczerny Piwowar Strahov will announce a new wheat beer that's being brewed there, showing you that there's a lot more variety to come and that things are definitely getting better.
People tell me that Czech brewers don't use Czech hops like they used to. A lot of the hops here are imported from China or somewhere, and a lot of the best Czech hops are exported. Is that true?
Czech hops certainly are exported. I was in Germany a little while ago doing a story about beer, researching some beer, and I mentioned that the Czech hops, and they just rolled their eyes. They made a little gesture with their hands to indicate how expensive they are. They're the most expensive in the world. Hops from Žatec, or known as Sots in the German term, they're exported around the world and predominantly to countries that respect the tradition. Here in the Czech Republic, most of the best breweries do use Czech hops still, and you can definitely taste the difference. But some of the larger industrial brewers, some of the brewers that are making the cheap beers that are just sold for supermarkets, yeah, they're using exports, or rather imports, from other countries that are cheaper.
One thing that slightly surprised me about your book was you weren't too complimentary about some of the better-known brewers, like Star Pramen, like the beer Gambrinus, which is made by Pilsner Urquell. Are those beers really so poor?
No, they're actually wonderful beers. But given the comparisons that you have here, these beers in regions being produced in small towns and small brewers around the country, they don't quite compare as well to those. But when you compare them to lagers being produced in England, in the United States, in Germany, factory-produced lagers around the world, those beers are far superior.
A lot of Czechs are really proud of their beer, but how many people really know or really care about quality? You've been involved a bit with a group called the Union of Friends of Beer, but how much do they reflect the views, say, of the average man in the Czech pub?
That I can't say. I know that they're doing great work. Združení Přátel Piva, I guess they're called, or SPP to make it easier for us English speakers, do really great work and are working to have more variety, to support local brewers, to maintain traditions, Czech hops, decoction mash, if that means anything. How much do they represent the views of the average man on the street or the average man in the pub? I think in large part they do. Czechs know what a good beer tastes like. They know what beer is supposed to taste like. Now, most consumers here are not terribly well educated when it comes to beer, but there's no disguising the taste. And so if you try to foist upon them some kind of fancy, mass-produced lager from a foreign country that shall not be named, they generally know that it doesn't taste good. And they generally try it once and say, yeah, it's more expensive than my good Czech beer, and it doesn't have that sweet taste of malt and that bitter taste of hops that I like. I'm going to stick with what I like.
What about regional beers? When I first came here, there seemed to be many of them, and perhaps I was traveling more around the country in those days, but I seem to see less names of breweries these days. Are there less of them?
No, there are more of them. The problem is that there are fewer of them in Prague. Prague, as a market, has been locked up by the largest three brewers. Doing research for the book, I was surprised to find that in central Prague, not just Prague 1 and Prague 2, but Prague 3, 4, 5, 6, it's almost impossible to find more than, say, 20 kinds of beer, 20 different brands on draft. And in Prague 1, you'd be hard-pressed to find more than four. Now, this is in a country with 100 breweries. So that tells you something about the monopolistic nature of the market in Prague.
Is that 100 brewers bottling beer?
No, that's actually 100 brewers total, and most of them are brew pubs. But many of them, like Dalešice, near Brno, but out in Vysočany, also put their beer in kegs and distribute it in various pubs in their regions.
Given that the big breweries are dominating more and more, are you optimistic for the future of Czech beer?
I'm definitely optimistic for the future of Czech beer. I was so surprised at the quality of the beer being brewed, especially in the regions. And there was one beer I found in Přibor, which is Sigmund Freud's hometown, and they call it Freudovo Pivo. You can only find it in that town. It's a 13-degree dark beer, and it's rich and chocolatey and malty, and it's more like a dessert or a sacher torta than it is a beer itself. Well, I was reading recently that another brewer in Vojkovice, nearby, also in Moravskoslezský kraj, started his own brewery because he was so inspired by that beer. Both of those beers just opened up, just came on the market within the past few years. But that's one brewer being inspired by another brewer, really creating craft beers, high quality, with great ingredients and a wonderful taste.
Are the prices of all these different beers around the country reasonably similar?
They're fairly similar. I guess they have a constant, which is the price of barley, which pretty much remains constant on the market, and Czech hops are very expensive, but also constant. One thing that is the strangest for me is that if you go around to the few pubs in Prague that serve regional beers, beers like Sviany, which has really raised their quality and are really making some great beers, unpasteurized, wonderfully bright and flavorful beers. Sometimes they're only served in places that serve beers like Staropramen, which are from larger international concerns. But the price of Sviany will be cheaper, and for me at least, it'll taste better.
The Czechs, we often hear, are ranked number one in the world in terms of consumption per person. But is it possible that figure is pushed up by the number of tourists who come here and often drink vast amounts?
Definitely. It's definitely helped, and I encourage every tourist who comes here to do his or her part. Please drink as many beers as you can. Try as much and as much as widely as you can to drink beers from different places.
Finally, Evan, you've traveled the length and breadth of the country, tried hundreds of beers. The $1 million or million crown question, what would you say is the best Czech beer?
There are so many it's almost impossible to answer, but I can tell you what was my favorite beer experience, and that was drinking a beer called Forman from Velichov. Velichovský Forman is only served in one small pub, as far as I know, in this tiny little rundown town. And if you go inside, they'll tell you they serve Gambrinus. But in fact, they actually have this beer as well. And it is so lovely and so bright, and finding it is like discovering a secret. It's like being let in on something that no one else knows about. And for me, that was my favorite, best beer experience throughout a year, within a year of drinking beer in the Czech Republic.